This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
We'll start with the fact that Billie Eilish is absolutely smashing it when it comes to awards this year.
She has won 48 awards this year alone already. And Incredible. Keep in mind, she just started making her way onto the scene recently. So
a couple years.
Think of how many awards she's going to have at the end of her career, whenever that may be.
Sadly, the main reason she's been in the news the last couple days, though, is because she was just out being a human in a tank top and shorts, which would be strange if it was here.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, you must be cold. But yeah, where I'm guessing she is in L.A., was probably pretty nice. Why not just be able to wear what you want without being judged? But we know the internet's not that kind. So the bashing that went on was ridiculous.
And probably from people that look like the guy from South Park that's gaming and drinking a Mountain Dew behind their screens, judging.
Yeah.
When really she just looks like a normal human being, in my opinion.
Like, I think she looks good.
Me too.
This is
a healthy body.
Yeah, exactly. And like an attractive body type. She's
for sure
got nice curves. And I shouldn't even be commenting on her body right now. It shouldn't matter what she went out and lived her daily life in.
But I think she's so beautiful. Like, mm-hmm. She's one of those stunning artists in my mind.
TikTok has, well, it created a lot of the drama. That's where a lot of the chirps started. But some people standing up for her as well. This one is pretty powerful.
And Billie Eilish was sharing these videos on her Instagram story yesterday as well.
Awesome.
Y'all gotta start normalizing real bodies, okay? Not everybody has a wagon behind them, okay? Guts are normal. They're normal. Boobs sag, especially after breastfeeding. Instagram isn't real.
Instagram isn't real is a great line in that. Like, the people that my guess is that the haters idolize or think are hot are very likely Photoshopped to look that way.
Mm-hmm. And like the adult film industry has definitely blurred our intentions of what it's supposed to be.
Depends what you're looking at.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Play 107.
Barbie is all about girl empowerment as of late, and I love that. There's a new vlog episode on YouTube, Barbie Has a Vlog, and it's gone viral. Barbie has released a video where she discusses white privilege and people are just praising it. So she sits down with her friend Nikki and they reflect on racism and the scope of this big problem, everything that's been happening in 2020 with Black Lives Matter. And Barbie's responses during the video are what are captivating listeners and followers. She is an active listener when her friend is speaking, and Barbie uses the opportunity to educate the viewers on her friend's experiences and how they shouldn't be brushed off. I shared this episode on Play 107's Facebook page. Go check it out.
Awesome. Tell me something good. My story is about Fix It Clinic. It was a business that wasn't online. You could just take things into them, and the ladies that run the business would fix them. Because 2020 is 2020,
yeah.
They've had to pivot. And they've taken it online, which they didn't expect to blow up the way it has. Now Fix It Clinic has an app. You can sign up for free. You can let them know what item needs fixing. They'll match you with a person who will very likely know how to fix it. Then the two of you Zoom publicly.
No way.
And the instructor helps you work through your issue to fix it, while other people that may have a broken toaster, for example, as well, will get to watch the instructor.
No.
Yes, in real time.
You need to do this with your smoker.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's I've had professionals look at that one. Nobody can figure out what's wrong there, though.
Just throw it out.
Anyway, Fix It Clinic, the app is live right now, and a really cool concept.
Love
so
that.
Big ups to them. Tell me something good. Thank you for checking out the show. We want to talk about decor fails. I feel like ladies, mainly, can tend to be a little too judgmental about certain things.
As we should be. Yep.
Okay, well, we'll get into that in a second. But you have a fail for us. What's going on?
Okay, well, I was dating this guy, and we weren't living together, but I would spend a lot of time there, and so it was awful because his entire decor was like swords. He was so into different swords.
Whoa, cool.
Like, he collected them.
Yeah.
It was not a good look. And no. So once the, you know, the initial honeymoon phase sort of like wore off where you're all doting and loving and you got real serious, I convinced him that those need to go into the basement, and that's it.
Well, you can. I guess you could play it up like, you know what you need? A war room.
Yeah.
No.
Downstairs, the war room.
Didn't last.
Didn't last.
Awesome. Thank you for the call.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
Bye.
Bye. So this after our dear friends, Robin and Scott, just celebrated their 3-year anniversary. And I was talking to Robin and she said, man, times have changed since I've moved in with him. Mm-hmm. When I first started dating him, he didn't own a single candle. And he thought that decor meant just lining up your empty Jack Daniels bottles.
Well, it depends.
That is not decor.
Depends what size they are. 60 bangers, yes. Those are a point of pride. Texas Mickey's, of course, but not like 2 6s.
Liz wrote in saying it was the double brown leather couches that every boy has that did it for me. Also, he never made his bed. They're married now and they're doing okay. Sometimes you just got to switch things
you
up for them.
You came in like a wrecking ball to my place.
You didn't even own dish towels. You owned one towel in general and you used
okay.
it for everything.
I just came off a divorce. I hadn't bought them yet. Thank you.
Okay, well, way to make it dark.
Well, I know I need a dish towel.
Listen, guys, if you want to impress a woman when she comes over, at least own one candle, please.
Or if you actually want to impress them thoroughly, you're going to have to date a blind woman. It's the only
so
way.
It's so true.
Ryder and Lisa.
We want to do a little recommend something. You have a pretty cool concept that you came across online that you want to share.
There's a woman named Samantha Browning who's gone viral, and I knew our listeners and followers would appreciate this. I just posted it to Play 107's Facebook page, and it's already blowing up. What she does is she'll buy old dollhouses. You know the ones. They're plastic, pink, and purple. And she will spray paint them black and turn them into haunted houses and
really cool.
really cool decor for the entrance of people's homes for them or their doorstep for Halloween.
When those things take up so much space that like your kid will play with it for what, a year maybe? And then that's kind of it. And then it's just consuming dust. This is a cool idea.
So she even has like little gold lights that she paints on. She puts orange candles inside of it, skeletons, cobwebs, hanging spiders. It's a really cool concept.
Would it be pretty easy to do too? Just paint it
it's
black.
Just spray paint.
Yeah. Awesome.
I really like it. So go check that out.
On our Facebook page is where you posted it?
I'll also post it on our Instagram, Play107YEG.
All right, my turn for recommend something. You need to find somebody in your life who's cool doing this, but I saw it's a trend online as well. That
it's so funny.
If you have an ex that you'd like to just get the right amount of revenge in, find somebody who will just write ooh under a bunch of their pictures. Or like, you nasty.
Or like, something as simple as really? Question mark?
Or
just get them triggered.
Gross. Like, what's this pic about? Anything, really. Just a really good way to find little bit of revenge. So if you're interested, I can do it if you want. Hit me up.
And now, here's another terrifying episode of Terror Tales!
If you would like to submit a story that scared the living crap out of you, feel free to do so. You can text us, 780-784-7107, or just get at us anywhere that you can find us. We're everywhere.
Yep.
Whew. You ready for this one?
I'm already scared, but I can't wait. Let's do this.
This one's from Shannon. When I was about 16, I was babysitting for a family friend. I took the girl I was babysitting outside to play on the swing set in the backyard. It was getting pretty dark. I started to get a weird feeling like we were being watched. I looked around and didn't see anyone, but I was still freaked out enough that I took her inside. She had to go to bed soon anyway. I put her to sleep at around 9, started watching TV in the living room. About 10 minutes later, I hear rustling outside the house.
No.
I go and check it out, don't see anything, so I assume it was just an animal and go back inside.
Okay.
About 20 minutes later, I hear footsteps from the kid's room.
No.
So I go upstairs to put her back to bed. I open her door and see that she's still fast asleep in her bed. It's dark in the room, but I can see some stuff because of the light from the window. I look in the corner to see the shadowy silhouette kneeling in the corner. I immediately turn on the light and see that there is an actual man in there. He tries to run out the door, but I manage to kick him where it hurts. I call the police, and get this, it turns out the man had been living in their basement for almost 6 months and would only come up when he knew everyone was outside. I must have surprised him, which led to him hiding in the kid's room. I haven't babysat since.
I don't like this story, and you want to know why? It reminds me of a story that I heard of someone that went into an unfinished basement.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, that's weird. There's nothing down here but that clown doll in the corner. And then later they found out it was a guy dressed as a clown that had escaped the insane asylum.
No.
That was just sitting in the corner staring at her when she walked down.
I
hate this story.
I can't be the only one that's thinking that, like, he got 6 months free rent, though, right? Like, that's a... Nobody gets that these days.
It's true.
Play 107.
Thank you for checking out the show. And honestly, we appreciate it so much how many of you reach out on a regular basis to tell us funny stories. Things that you think will make us laugh, it means a lot. Like this text that we got first thing this morning. It actually got sent in like real early this morning.
We love to hear just your random stories. It doesn't even have to make sense or be relevant at all.
Exactly. Well, this one spurred an actual topic for us to talk about, but it said, hey guys, I just wanted to let you know a funny story that happened to me last night. I was really digging this guy. It was our third date. And I definitely thought it was going down as we were heading back to his place.
Okay, third date. Yeah, makes sense.
Then he got road rage and got in a fist fight with another driver in the middle of Gateway. What are you supposed to do with that?
You're not turned on by that?
I guess maybe if he won. Or if, like, the guy picked the... If the other driver picked the fight and he won, maybe there's some salvaging. But I don't think getting road rage and then fighting someone is considered attractive ever, is it?
Yeah, no.
Okay. So, yeah.
It ruined the mood for sure. She was probably like, just drop me off, actually. I think I'm good. Steve wrote in saying, I really liked a girl way back in the day and I really wanted to ask her out. We ended up going camping with a group of friends and we were sitting beside each other around the fire. I made my shot by just asking, so do you like Montanas?
What?
She said,
who asks that?
She said no. And then I didn't know what to do, so I just sat there awkwardly and didn't say anything else ever again. She's married to one of my friends now.
Do you like Montana's needs
That's
to come up?
That's a good question. It reminds me of that scene from She's the Man when Channing Tatum is like, so do you like cheese?
You had a failed attempt at romance once.
Yeah, I was trying to scatter fake rose petals all over a hotel room. It was an anniversary. Okay. And I was like trying on my underwear and stuff, you know, like feeling myself, whatever, preparing. And I was bent over, like putting petals down, and the cleaning lady walked in. So she saw everything.
Kind of killed the mood for you, didn't
it? Well, in that moment, I was just so mortified.
Especially that she's like,
she's probably like, I gotta, she's like, I have to clean this up later. Thanks.
I don't know about competing with you anymore. After last night's media stand-up comedy challenge that you won, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, I might just like, let's just be a team, you know?
Oh, is that how this is going to work from here on out?
Yeah.
You know, you always crush me with the nostalgia off, so here's your chance to redeem yourself. You as the listener, have to vote on the text line whose list of nostalgic memories brings you back more.
These stools that look like cheeseburgers at McDonald's. They used to, they don't have them anymore. But you know what I'm talking about. You'd roll into like a birthday party, saddle up to one of those. The kid that your parents made you invite had to sit at the parents' table with them because there wasn't space on the cool stool.
Okay, that's just mean. Who does that?
Sorry, don't. You're just saying that because you're trying to get votes.
Okay, the headache from plastic headbands. With the teeth, you'd wear it all day.
Oh, yeah.
It hurt.
Getting the Sears Christmas wish book before your siblings, getting the circle on.
Plugging in your digital camera into your computer after a night out with friends and creating an album titled Fun Times.
This is the nostalgia off. We each give a list of five things. You decide whose gives you more feels. Getting a new Pog Slammer. With an eight ball or a skull on it. Oh, yeah. Metal one.
Being jealous of the Olsen twins' fashion in all of their movies.
Mixing Slurpee flavors with reckless abandon.
Running home to watch Maury after school before your dad got home.
And my final one is the Got Milk ad campaign where A-list celebs like JTT and Jennifer Aniston Brittany. Had the milk mustache, yeah.
And my last one is Sun In Hair Lightening Spray.
780-784-7107. Whose list of nostalgic things brings you back more? I'll blast through mine. The sure. stools that look like cheeseburgers at McDonald's, the Sears Christmas Wish Book, a new Pog Slammer, mixing your Slurpee flavors, and the Got Milk ad campaign.
Headaches from plastic headbands, jealousy of Olsen twins' fashion in their movies, Sun In Hair Lightening Spray, plugging in your digital camera after a night out and creating an album called Fun Times, and running home to watch Maury after school before your dad found out.
Let us know. You may have won the stand-up comedy media challenge I've been trying to win for 3 years, going to small stand-up clubs and embarrassing myself.
I think you're quite talented, but it just wasn't good enough this year.
Wasn't my year again. Anyway, you may have won that, but I just won this week's episode of the Nostalgia Off, where we each came up with a list of things that'll hit you right in the feels. So thank you for all the votes you've made today bearable.
I'm obsessed with Jewel.
You had an embarrassing incident happen on the Oilers Nation road trip once. You were singing that song for a few people. Nobody really reacted. And then you sat down with a hair poking out of your jeans. What happened?
Why do we have to talk about this right now?
It reminds that you singing that song reminds me of this story.
All right. If you're from Edmonton, you probably watched Oilers News, Oilers TV. Tom Gazzola was the host. He was sitting beside me.
Hot Tom, yeah.
Hot Tom. And he thought it was a piece of frayed jeans because I was wearing ripped jeans on that Oilers Nation trip. But it turns out it was actually just one of my leg hairs and he went to like pull it off.
And he plucked it.
No, he couldn't get it out.
It was a strong one.
So he went to like pull it off and then he realized it was attached to me. And then we both just got super awkward and we never talked about it since. But Oilers Nation, all of them talk about it on their podcast all the time. Their producers tweeted me this morning about it.
Epic story.
It's a great, it's so great.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.